Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I feel like my day's about to turn, and for all of us, our day's about to turn. So let me just say to Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show.
Evan, I have to start by saying I heard what happened between you and that washed up, one foot out the door fraud, Spike. Who does he think he is? I'll tell you, he is what we all think he is. The man is Philly trash. Bad Tiki always takes out the trash.
All right. Easy, Bad Tiki. We both apologized on the air, and it's all settled now, so we can let bygones be bygones.
I won't rest until Spike himself is bygone. What a loser. Did you know he only got the job because of his dad? How else would someone who looks like a starving drug dealer become the top dog at WFAN? I say good riddance. Don't talk to my friends like that. He probably eats meat. Fake vegan trash.
Wow, Bad Tiki, I'm so glad to hear that you're actually supporting Evan on this one. It's kind of like you're a real member of our team.
I can't believe he criticized your appearance, Evan. Just because you dress and smell like you got your clothes out of the dirty hamper isn't any reason to make you look so foolish in front of everyone. You mess with the bull, you get the Bad Tiki.
I think it was inappropriate too, Bad Tiki. I'm just relieved it's behind us and it'll never happen again.
I'll make sure of that because a boss should never mention how greasy, stinky, and unkempt Evan's overall hygiene is on the air for us all to hear. He really does stink, but Spike is wrong for saying that on the radio for everyone to hear. P.U.
Bad Tiki, I appreciate you standing up for me, but it's not necessary. I also feel like you're kind of taking your own shots at me now.
Evan, Bad Tiki always has your back. And if you decide to not be responsible one day to go to a baseball game like a child while all of your coworkers are at work doing a show, then I support that. It's not like there are literally hundreds of baseball games every single year for you to go to. Live while you're young.
Okay. I see what you're doing, Bad Tiki. You're using this now as cover to give your own insults to Evan.
Excellent question, regular Tiki. That's actually not the case. Just because you and Tommy can't carry a show on your own and Sean just didn't bother to come to work that day doesn't mean that Evan doesn't have the right to play hooky. Widow Evan should be allowed to go to the baseball game with his daddy and get the ice cream and a helmet. I hope you got a pick show with Mr. Met. You... baby.
Whoa, Bad Tiki. We are on the radio here. Watch your mouth. There might be kids listening. By the way, I thought you were defending Evan.
Great question, Sean. I am 100% on Evan's side. Evan clearly doesn't have the mental capacity to know the difference between right and wrong. Not his fault. And Spike dragging Evan's family into this is just inappropriate. If Evan's family doesn't want to see him and they're better off when he's drooling on himself at a baseball game, that's their business. Who is Spike to judge?
Bad Tiki, my family likes when I'm home. Can you stop saying that, dude?
No, Evan. They don't. In fact, every time you're busy scoring the game, I'm busy scoring with Mrs. Roberts. Swish!
All right, Bad Tiki. We are on to you. You are just now trashing Evan. That's all you're doing.
Oh, and one last thing about that phony vegan fraud. He single-handedly ruined WFAN. What was he thinking, putting hot garbage in the prestigious spot that once belonged to the great Mike and the Mad Dog? This show sucks, and it's Spike's fault. Spike is to blame for most problems. Inflation, Spike's fault. Congestion pricing, Spike's fault. Geo's little ween, Spike's fault. See where I am going with this?
No, Bad Tiki. I am so lost. I have no clue what you're even talking about, dude.
Oh, Evan, while I have you on the phone, Friday is Yankees opening day. I heard you have tickets. Take your time. Enjoy the game. Can you just let me know exactly what time you are coming home? I want to plan a few things. Yabba dabba do.
Okay, all right. That's enough, Bad Tiki. Thanks for your support. We'll talk to you next week. All right, pal?
You got it, Evan. And congrats on your new book, My Mets Bible, available in stores now. I didn't know you could read, let alone write a whole book. Your book has inspired me to write my own autobiography, Bad Tiki, A Life, a foreword by Mrs. Roberts. Okay, losers, time for me to go. Spike sucks. Spike has fake tattoos. This show sucks. The Mets suck. Bad Tiki rules. Bad Tiki out.
I'm glad he was able to include that last part. Wow. They do suck. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.